We're here at syndicatednews.net with
Helen Gilbert.
And Helen Gilbert's from the
Free Marissa Now.
And Free Marissa Now, it's interesting that she's in Seattle, Washington, and Marissa is here in Florida.
Yeah, well, there's been people all over the world who have come forward to support Marissa Alexander because the case strikes such a chord for women and all kinds of people who don't believe a person should be put in jail for 20 years just for trying to defend themselves from an attack.
Especially when she had been asking the authorities to protect her and give her an order of protection for some time now.
That's true. He had put her in the hospital before and she had filed a protection order. But when he charged her with victimizing him, she was chosen to be the aggressor. And she was sentenced to 20 years for firing a warning shot. She fired one shot from a gun into the ceiling, I believe, of her house where he was attacking her and didn't even injure him. No one was hurt. And she was given 20 years because Florida has the mandatory minimum sentencing laws, which say if you do a certain thing, you get this penalty. And they charged her with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and even though no one was hurt, they gave her a 20-year sentence. And she's a mother of three. She had only had a baby 9 days before, so she was feeling very vulnerable, and her life was threatened. And so we see it as a real indictment of the Florida justice system that she, as a black woman, got a 20-year sentence, whereas the man who killed Trayvon Martin was found innocent.
That's a very, very serious comparison, and everyone is making it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is seeing that comparison. It becomes too obvious.
Yes.
Tell me about your organization.
Free Marissa Now is a national and international campaign. There's a core group that represents a number of organizations, and those organizations are the African American Black Women's Cultural Alliance, another group called Insight Women of Color Against Violence. I'm with a group called Radical Women, and there's a group based in Jacksonville, Florida, where Marissa Alexander is from, and it's called a New Jim Crow Movement. And we've come together, that's all four corners of the United States, to try to win justice in this case. And we have conference calls where people can call in and participate in helping to decide our next organizing efforts. And we're right now doing a week of action for Marissa from February 8th through 16th to include Valentine's Day period, where there's a lot of organizing and speaking out against domestic violence. And we're also hoping to do fundraising for her because it's quite amazing. She's won a second trial, which is a great victory, but it's going to cost $250,000 for her to wage that new trial. So we're raising funds to help with her legal fees and to help her family pay the costs that you have to keep getting transcripts and get witnesses and all these kind of things, even though her lawyers are volunteering their time because they believe in this case so much, but there's still so many expenses.
Your organization is national or international?
Mm-hmm.
Can people call and get help? Do you take on other cases, or did they form this organization for this case only?
Well, our group right now is focused on Marissa, but we really do want to bring attention to the problem of domestic violence in general and how too often women are criminalized if they defend themselves. So we really do want to hear from people and provide what support we can, but we're just a group of volunteers. We have no budget. We're not taking any money for ourselves. All the fundraising just goes to Marissa's legal defense.
What is your website?
freemarissanow.org. And if they'd like to write to us, it's freemarissanow@gmail.com. And then we also have a Facebook page that's Free Marissa Nell. Yes, her first husband, Lincoln Alexander,
Yes.
is a very helpful, a strong supporter of Marissa's case. Right now, she's heading toward a retrial on July 28th. And so, you know, all our efforts are focused on trying to get her the best trial possible when that happens. But it also, I think, really because of news coverage like yours and the intensity of the international support for Marissa, that the Florida Appeals Court said she had to have a new trial. I don't think it ever would have happened if there hadn't been such public support and outrage over what was being done to her.
Basically, there's a different set of rules being applied to her.
That's right. She was not allowed to plead stand your ground in a very patronizing way that I think women domestic violence survivors are often treated. The judge said, well, if she'd really been an abused woman, she would have run away somehow. He knew somehow that what she should have done in that moment where she had fear of her life. And really, I think it took quite a presence of mind for her to fire a gun and intentionally not hurt anyone. But she was seen as the aggressor, and she was denied stand your ground, although George Zimmerman, who actually killed somebody, was allowed successfully plead self-defense. So
was Michael Dunn, whose case was rested today.
Yes, he claimed stand your ground,
yeah.
And he shot the young black man at point blank.
And killed him.
He killed him. I mean, this is a huge double standard, and it's completely unacceptable. It is two systems of justice, one if you are privileged and one if you are not. And it can be on race, on economic status, on gender, but those who are not in access to power in some way, the system is really used against them. Thank you so much for having me. This is Helen Gilbert with Free Marissa Now, and I'm here on syndicatednews.net.